has passed a supplementary budget worth 1.1 trillion shillings, with the Minister of State for Finance in charge of general duties, Henry Musasizi, saying the addition of funds are urgently needed to support several key activities, including preparations for the presidential swearing in ceremony, the local council elections, Africa Cup of Nations commitment, payment of salary arrears, and funding for a TIAC sugar factory, among others.
Provided for Uganda shilling 72.9 billion as additional disbursement by the World Bank for generating growth opportunities and productivity for women enterprises grow projects. The World Bank approved and disbursed additional funds for generating growth opportunities and productivity for women enterprises projects. These funds have to be utilized or else the grant will be cancelled at the end of this financial year. Madam Speaker, I now come to the supplemental expenditures, which are above 3% legal limit that require additional financing, and the total is 463.15 billion, and the particulars are as follows: Uganda shillings 56.95 billion for LC1, LC2, and Women Council Committee elections countrywide, as directed by Cabinet.
However, a section of members of parliament raised concerns about both the timing and the necessity of the supplementary budget, noting that the financial year is almost ending. They questioned whether the funds can be properly utilized within such a short period. Chira Municipality MP Ibrahim Samjunganda, alongside Jonathan Odur and the leader of opposition in parliament, Joel Senyuni, and Hubert government has previously received funds for similar initiatives, which have either delayed or remained unaccounted for, citing projects like the Atiak Sugar Factory.
Because many times we pass money for some of these things and it is fired. When you read the accountability report, you see money was transferred from this and taken to something else. So hopefully for the hospital money it gets to do that. But help the taxpayer to understand this 410 classified budget billion for a few days, government is closing down, billions to a Atiak sugar factory that you've been giving money, nothing is happening there. I want to understand, Honorable Speaker.
Even on the LC1 elections and LC2, it is not enough to come and say I need 66 billion for LC1, LC2. We need to see the list of all the villages attached so that every member here can be sure that in my village I will not go back and they are going to ask me questions why village A is missing from the national list. And even two, you did not find 2 billion for National Curriculum Maintenance to complete their starting 4 subjects. You never gave UNEB 48 billion for them training teachers to go and mark these children. And you have brought here money that we are going to have a ceremony just eating. I don't know what's wrong with NRM people. So that you can deny our children an opportunity to study and then you bring money here for eating. You should be ashamed of yourself.
The Attorney General Chijua Chwanka asked the members of parliament to refer to government procedures for appropriation that he says are elaborate enough.
I want to thank the leader of our opposition for his very loud submission. I am a first-time member of parliament like him, and I've since learned